Chapter 3. Nice day for a walk. Early on Saturday morning, Bob knocked on Chris's bedroom door. Chris was still in bed. Bob said,
"Come on, hurry up. Our train leaves in an hour. We don't want to miss it. The next train is in the afternoon."
Chris said,
"Do we have to go?"
But he said it softly, and his father did not hear him. When Chris was dressed, he went to the kitchen. His mother was there, but he was pleased his sisters weren't. He could hear Millie and Tilly playing in the garden. He couldn't see Rose.
"She must still be asleep," he thought. "I wish I was."
He ate his breakfast slowly while he read the newspaper. Donna was putting clothes, food, and bottles of water into Chris's backpack. In the living room, Bob was putting the tent into his own backpack.
"Hurry up, Chris," Donna said. "You've got to go soon."
But Chris was looking at a picture in the newspaper and reading the story that went with it.
"Hey, Mum,"
he said.
"Listen to this. Emma Dixon, 19, has been missing from home since Monday night. Police fear for her safety."
He showed the newspaper to his mother.
"Emma Dixon," she said. "Wasn't she at your school, Chris?"
"Yes," Chris said. "She left school last year. I didn't really know her, but she was very pretty."
"Her poor parents," Donna said.